Welcome to the space show, Kerry.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Andrew, for inviting me. So, we have a Russian so-called spacesuit. It's actually a flown one from the Soyuz TM-10 mission. And we have an old-style Soviet-Russian flight suit. We also have, and we've had on loan from NASA for some time, Paul Scully Powers' shuttle flight suit.
Yes. You've got one of Andy Thomas's suits there, haven't you?
We did. We have actually returned that to NASA because it had been on display for some time, and we like to rest objects. And
welcome to the space show, Kerry.
Nice to be here. Thanks, Andrew, for inviting me. We have a Russian so-called spacesuit. It's actually a flown one from the Soyuz TM-10 mission. And we have an old-style Soviet-Russian flight suit. We also have, and we've had on loan from NASA for some time, Paul Scully Powers' shuttle flight suit.
Yes. You've got one of Andy Thomas's sets there, haven't you?
We did. We have actually returned that to NASA because it had been on display for some time, and we like to rest objects. And, for conservation reasons, if you leave something on display for too long, obviously that affects the textiles that it's made from. Particularly light can be quite damaging to textiles in the long term. So that has been returned to NASA. We'll borrow it back again at a later time. We'll swap it over again with the Scully Power suit. But we have examples of the flight suits and space suits. We have some samples of space food, both Russian style and American style space food. And in fact, one of my favourite items, we have a meal that was actually on the Apollo 8 mission that went to the moon but didn't manage to get eaten.
What, didn't they like it?
I'm presuming not.
They must have had spare food as well in case the mission went longer than
They always do. Any space flight carries a certain amount of extra food supplies in case for some reason they're in orbit for a longer period. As I'm sure the space shuttle carries about a week's worth, I think, of additional supplies.
You don't feel tempted when you're feeling a bit peckish to nick in there and give it a try?
No, I don't think so. I suspect that some of it would be Botulism City by now.
Yes, I was just wondering what the shelf life would be of that so-called space food, especially the space food of the 1960s, as that was.
Yeah, I honestly don't know what its designated shelf life was, but I would suspect it's likely edible shelf life wouldn't have been more than a few years. Mm. And seeing as these things are now, 40 years old, I certainly wouldn't like to be trying to eat them now. I think actually space shuttle space food, so the current space food, I think has a shelf life of about 3 years. Mm. I'm sure I've read that somewhere.
And hanging from the ceiling, you've got quite a number of large objects, including the engine from a Saturn V.
Yes, well, that is on loan, long-term loan to us from the National Air and Space Museum, and it's one of my favourite objects. I'm very attached to our F1 rocket motor. I'll be very sad when it finally has to go home.
And speaking of attachment, every time I walk under it, I look up and say, okay, it is well attached to the ceiling.
Well, in fact, it's not attached to the ceiling at all. It's on a special mount that we had built for it that is literally designed just to support the rocket motor. So it and in fact, I can tell you that we had an earthquake in Sydney in 1989, and it came through with flying colours. The rocket motor swayed just a tiny bit, but it's still there. It hasn't fallen down yet.
And you've got the range of the OSSAT and Optus satellites there, including the new one, I see.
Yeah, we have the B series and C1. We don't have a D series.
You don't have a D yet?
No, not yet. I'd like to persuade Optus to donate one to us. But, in fact, Loral, who made the C series, donated the model of the C series satellite to us, and Hughes, who had made the previous B series before Boeing took them over, they donated the B-series model to us. Now, initially, we also had an A-series model that Hughes had donated to us, again, because they built that type of satellite, and they had donated that to us for the original space exhibition when it opened. But like a any replica model, the after a while they become a little bit structurally unsound because of the stresses of hanging, and so we had to take that one down. But so we didn't do it until after the A series had passed out of its operational life. But the B series and the C series we still have, and hopefully we'll get a D series one of these days.
Hopefully. Now, when the display was first set up, the Soviet Union hadn't disintegrated, but it was heading that way, and you were able to get quite a large number of artifacts from them. Have you got anything more recent from the Soviet Union?
No. Well,
the former Soviet.
Yes. No, I was going to say, let me rephrase that. Officially, we have not had any material donated or loaned to us from Russia, but as you may be aware, following the disintegration of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, a lot of the former design bureaus of the Soviet-Russian space program put up material for sale at international auctions. And at some of those auctions, we did buy some artifacts for the collection. That's where we obtained, obviously, our so-called space suit, our Soyuz flight suit. We also bought one of my favourite things, actually, is an emergency kit, a complete emergency kit from a Soyuz spacecraft. And so that includes not only the obvious survival gear that you would need if you came down in Siberia or something like that, but it also includes two quite interesting garments. And one is actually a complete set of cold weather gear, extreme cold weather gear, because obviously if you came down, of course, in Siberia in the middle of winter, you would definitely need it. And that includes a great, body suit, big parka, mittens, a balaclava hat, wool inlays, wool socks, even UGG boots, as well as over boots. But the other item, which I'm very fond of, is the forel, what they call the trout flotation suit. And that's designed for use if you happen to come down in water, either in a lake somewhere in Siberia or somewhere in central Russia, or even in the ocean if the Soyuz came down way off course. And it's specifically designed as a flotation suit, and also, again, if you're coming down in Arctic type conditions, to give you some protection against the chill of the water. And it's this bright orange suit so that you can be easily seen. But it's quite interesting because it's even designed that if you came down in like a marshy, swampy area, you can wear this suit to walk out of the marsh so that you won't get attacked by whatever greeblies, mosquitoes or other insects and things that might be in that marshy area. When you finally get to dry or semi-dry ground, you can cut the rest of the suit away and leave the leggings and lash them to your legs, and so you have waders for crossing semi-marshy, swampy ground. So it's quite a versatile suit. I think it's a really interesting piece of design to cover, a range of emergency eventualities.
Yes, of course, they could land on the ocean, they could land in the lake, as they actually happened once, yeah. And, of course, anywhere in the world.
Yes, that's right, if something goes wrong, and the same obviously applies to, the space shuttle. Obviously, in the case of the space shuttle, they try to get it down on a landing on a runway somewhere.
Okay. Where is the Powerhouse Museum, and how can people visit it?
Okay, Powerhouse Museum is, of course, in Sydney. It's in the Darling Harbour area. So if you're familiar with Sydney, Darling Harbour is very close to the central business district. It's right in the heart of the city. And the Powerhouse is pretty easy to get to. You can walk there from Central Station. You can get the monorail that runs around the inner city. It's also... there's a bus that services it as well, so that it's not too hard to get there.
And the entry charge to the museum?
Yes, there is an entry charge to the museum. Of course, once you enter, everything except some special exhibitions are free. But you know, all the regular exhibitions, the normal permanent displays, are all incorporated in the entry charge.
Well, thank you for joining us on the Space Show, Kerry.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.